This is the second exploration of the various realizations that contributed to my conversion into the worlds of both Anglicanism and classical education at roughly the same time. So, classical and Anglican conversion, part two, this world is enchanted. There are those who believe that the material world is all that exists, that reality is confined to those things that we can observe via our senses and the scientific method, that all of existence can be measured, quantified, and understood. And then there are those who believe that there is more than meets the eye, that there are mysteries that will never fully be comprehended, that there is a realm, many call it spiritual, that animates and permeates this world, that a sunset is more than light particles interacting with our atmosphere, that the Grand Canyon is more than a slowly formed hole in the ground, that beauty is something real. Much of the world of education has intentionally bought into the former approach to life, and many Christian traditions have done the same, though often without knowing it. So, in education, the study of science has become the primary way of knowing, often trumping other disciplines and regularly cited as the judge and jury of ultimate truth. Humanities are relegated to the realm of subjectivity. This way of thinking is so prevalent, we hardly notice it. In the world of Christianity, the influence of materialism is present in another way. There are plenty of traditions that go out of their way to deny or underemphasize the link between the physical and spiritual realms. For those traditions, salvation and sanctification are all invisible spiritual realities. What we do outwardly in the physical world, our posture, our ceremonies, our rituals, are doing nothing to our soul. At some point, I became disenchanted with the disenchantment promoted by the materialism I found in the world of education and in its cousin I found in the more Protestant worlds of Christianity. In both cases, a hard line is drawn between the physical and the spiritual, either through the rejection of the spiritual realm altogether in the world of education, or through a renewed form of Gnosticism that rejects the role of the physical realm in the spiritual life. In both the Anglican and classical Christian traditions, I have again encountered an enchanted world. Jesus is doing something to and for us through the sacraments. History, literature, mathematics, philosophy, language, and science all point to the reality that there is a grand mystery at play in our world, that a God who created everything is also actively sustaining it by his power, that this very world is infused by grace. You can find these things outside of the Anglican tradition, and I have many friends that do. You can also teach these things in any educational context, though with various forms of resistance. But in both Anglicanism and the classical Christian school movement, an enchanted world is simply part and parcel of the whole experience.